add a PS. Another nekuda that someone in Shir showed me. We spoke last week about under mekakek and under mufflish. Seems to be a very important distinction. Someone who stops mekakek, he said it's not a hanocha. He stops to adjust the package. That's not called stopping. And in mufflish, if you stop to rest, he says that is considered stopping. And we spoke about the naftaminas. And our topic was regarding somebody who stops a red light or the traffic or the like. Directly to Mishnah Berurah, who said that the Mishnah Berurah in the Sharasiyan, that Ayin Lakate is only Ayin Lakate. Everything else is Ayin Lakate. That's what we had last week. So someone showed me the Hayyadam. The Hayyadam says that if somebody is carrying in the street, Pachas and Galaramis, he's carrying the street, he stops every dollar, less than dollar. He doesn't want to be over derived. So to not be over derived, it's not enough to just stop. The thing you carry, you have to put on the floor and pick up again. You carry less than dollars. Put it on the floor and pick it up again. And we said last week you're not allowed to do that. It only makes it into a drabana. But nevertheless, in the case where you're making it into a drabana, the chayyadim says you have to put it on the floor. Because if you just stop, that's not called that's under Lakate. So what's that case? Why are you stopping? Why are you stopping? Someone's carrying the puppet puppet and the dollar out. Why is he stopping? He shouldn't be having an affair. So sort of halacha is forcing him to stop. He's not stopping for any reason. He's going to rest. He doesn't want to stop halacha. He doesn't want to carry dollar out. He's carrying puppet puppet. So there, and he says that's called under Lakate, the chayyadim. The Chayyadim sounds not like the Mishnah Berurah. He says that under the Kakek is even a case which is not exactly the Kakek. It's not what we said last week, but what we said last week is the Mishnah Berurah anyway. So we pass back to Mishnah Berurah. But at least it seems that the issue is not that posh. Okay, let's see the new. What? What would be a case? The Kakek is not more there. Well, somebody who's going for Sakhanas Tafasas generally, we tell him not to be Nishan, do what he would do normally. But if there's a situation, someone's traveling and it gets dark and becomes Shabbos, the Chazawa Matir, if he has things with him that are a Hepsid, Chazawa Matir, being by the Drabanan, because they were afraid that people Yahweh Yahweh Darayt. Chazawa Matir carried Pachas of Dalaran. In that case, according to this Hayyadam, he would have to put it down if he was Dalaran. And he left the Dalaran. And pick it up and go right. Which Mishnah Berurah, you don't have to put it down, just stop, it's good enough. Every stop, some stop, Mishnah Berurah said it's end of a He's okay.
Yes.
Not worse. You stop, you put it down. Question is if it's necessary to put it down. The other says necessary to put it on the floor, and that seems to be no argument. Okay, let's see the Gemara on the Tapati on the day. Last thing we do is Benazai, he says Mahalakai Nidani. And the Gemara says that's also a little good. I will say it my pocket. This whole din is only because of Ben Azai. It says Mahalach Ha'inei. Yipuz Malisti Didi Dei. That's one of Mahalach. I'm just very fucked. The Gemara says Megar V'yaisi Itzrich Alay. No. He wanted to say a Chiddush on Megar V'yaisi. That Tzak Dei Tzach Amina Ein Derech Eitzah V'kak. I would think Megar V'yaisi is not carrying because it's not normal to dress it. Kamash Malan. That what? That it is considered a Derech. The fact Yamar, why do you mean it's considered there? But not either robbery, okay. You're schlepping a piece of furniture, that's normal. The guy is the way you move. You want to move a couch, the normal thing is to push it. Ibizotri, if you're carrying something small, a small box or food, rabbi, okay, you're normal to pick it up. Elabinisi. It's talking about something this size, and the chiddush is that Megara is also the derech. Even if the derech can do it both ways, the Megara is also considered to be the death. Okay. The Gemara now starts with a new session. The Afke Lahecha. What's the case? Again, We are trying to come up with a case where he's over on Hitzor and Shabbos, Geneva and Shabbos at the same sentence. So the Akela Hefa. Now, the Gemara now throws in the issue of what's the case. How is it possible to be Megayer the Yaitseh? We said, if you pick it up, as the Mishnah say, Yaitseh, it's not at the same time. You pick it up, you're Ganav, when you take it out, you're a Shinoch Hashan. We said, if you're Megayer the Yaitseh, you're dragging it out, so then it's happening at the same time. When you get outside, Yaitseh, Ganav, and Shabbos at the same time. But the Gemara, it's not so. Akela Hefa, what's the case? In that illusion, the rabbit, if you drag something into the street, you're not collecting the street. You drag it out, it's a Shabbos Eater. You carry it to the street in the Chal Shabbos. But it's a Geneva Lacko. What can you, do you have on it if you didn't pick it up? If you drag it into the street, it's a Geneva Lacko. In that illusion, the Yachid, if you took it from his property into your property, so we know Chaseri Shalom is kind of like, it's also no good. It's a Geneva Eka. How can you pull it into your property, or even it's a Geneva? But it's a Shabbos like it. So the Gemara is asking for a case where Shabbos and Geneva come at the same second. And we're going to have two cases, and we'll be marrying into each one of them. Each one of the two has a Kiddushin. And let's see, the first is like Tzricha. One says no. Tzricha. No rule. Gemara never says like Tzricha. It's always Loi with a comma, Tzricha. Okay. Kids in school always pass it like Tzricha. It's opposite. It's opposite, yes. Lie. No, it's not that case. Tzricha, we need it for the following case. The Atke was Sidei Rishus HaRabim. You have to know what Sidei Rishus HaRabim are. The Sidei Rishus HaRabim are the sides of the street. Let's say the best example I can give you today is the sidewalk is Rishus HaRabim, and the place in front of the stores where they put out the fruit bins or whatever they put out in front, that would be like Sidei Rishus HaRabim. The difference is that in Sidei Rishus HaRabim, a person is allowed to stop and stand and put his chafetzim down. A place where you're allowed to park your things. And Rishus HaRabim is a place you're not, you know, the rules of the street are, you don't stop there. It's like the shoulder of the road. Right? The road itself, you don't stop. You want to stop, you pull over to the shoulder. The shoulder is Sidei Rishus HaRabim. It's mutter, according to the rules, to put things there. They are the shoulder of the road. You're only allowed to stop if your car is disabled or you have a need. But in the time of Chazal, this was the rules of the street. It was the street. The traffic had to keep moving. You couldn't stop. You couldn't put things down. And then there was Sidei Rishus HaRabim, which you had a right. Anybody had a right to put things there. He wanted to rest, to put his bundles down. The store owner wanted to put merchandise out. Whoever wants could use the Sidei Rishus HaRabim. Whatever the rules of Nezikin, I'm not going to go into the rules of Nezikin now, but this is Sidei Rishus HaRabim, okay? You're right, this is from your mother God. So now we're saying that in the Sidei Rishus HaRabim, a person's Dalet Am HaShakayim. This is the Siddush that we're learning today. Now when you're in the side of Rishus HaRabim, what Chazal call a Simta, you may remember from the Messiah, Simta, Samach Yud Mem Tes Aleph. A Simta is Sidei Rishus HaRabim. These areas are called a Simta. And the rule is, that whoever wants to come there and use Dalet Amis. So therefore, if I go and I'm kind of my Dalet Amis, so that's my Dalet Amis. And you're Kinyanim in the Simta, which we're going to discuss. So the Gemara now says, Ida Afke, where we are, to let you, Afke, with Sidei Rishus HaRabim, who come out. Ikra B'Eliezer, Dama Sidei Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaRabim, Dama. If the side Rishus HaRabim, have a din Rishus HaRabim, and Yechayat the carrying there, then it's a Shabbos Ika, it's a Geneva Lekha. So it's a Shabbos there is, but there's no it's a Geneva, it's Rishus HaRabim. Ikra Abban and Dami Tush Dhamma Bach Rishus HaRabim Dhamu, it's a Geneva Ika, it's a Shabbos Lekha. So there you have the same Shabbos. Where you have a place that you're Mechal Shabbos by carrying there, and you can bake Kinyanim. The Gemara says, Lo'ilu Krev Liyaz, who holds which way, the Tzidu Rishus HaRabim are Rishus HaRabim. On Shabbos, the sides of the street have a dimish of Sarabim. There's a lot of traffic, so people drive on the but they drive on the shoulder of the road. So people go there. Okay, this is important to Gemari. Gemari here is telling us the finish. The Chiddush is that Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, even where people have a right to go and occasionally walk, are places where a person could be kinder with a kinyan of Dalai Lama. Tzidei Rishus HaRabim. So let's say you're waiting for a bus and you're in the Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, you're standing against the building, you're waiting, Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, and there's an Aveda, there's a $20 bill at your feet, and you're standing there, and there's $20 by your feet, and before you can pick it up, someone else comes and grabs it. So the halacha is that it's yours, it's not his. Even though Kinyan had bought, he was kind at first, he picked it up. It doesn't matter, because Dalai Lama Shalom kind of left. But the place you have a right to stop and to rest, on the side of the street, there, your. If you are in those Dalai Lamas first, but your Dalai Lamas are kind of you. This is the Nakuda that the Gemara is telling us here. And it's Lamaisa. This is Halacha. The Halacha is that in Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, Dalai Lamas are kind of, despite the fact that the Hilchos Shabbos is Rishus HaRabim Gaburi, and all are carried there. No head to carry in the street along the sides of the building. Nevertheless, so there's two different dinim. Shabbos is Rishus HaRabim, on Kinyanim, the person today has the right to make kinyan. What's the reason for this? The Tosfos Ida Aske brings that it's a gzeira, it's a kind of rabbanah, the leilaisi link to you. Really, in a Torah, you wouldn't be kind. You're not even the size of the street, how are you kind? Why are you Dalai Lama's kind? You really shouldn't be kind. But Chazal were afraid, leilaisi link to you, that the people are going to get into fight. I saw it first, I had it first. Fight over it, they're both going to run to pick up something in the street. But the Dal said, Dalit Adisha Adam kind of, you don't have to pick it up. You're there first. You're don't say you're Dalit Adisha. Anything within your Dalit Adisha is kind of thing. That we dug this out of the air, there are whole Tibish Sham Kishis Adam Dami, that it says God, the Chacham Magim says God. So we're saying that this Gemara is on the Rebbe Yez. If I saw it, it's a Shabbos. The Kinyan for Kinyanim is kinder. So the person's Megal the Yaitin dragged it from the house to the Tzidei Rishus HaRabim. So now, at the same moment that it fell into his Dalai Lamas, which is kind of for Kinyanim Geneva, the same moment he's out of our Shabbos. So maybe with one Shas, so it's Shas to say, oh, come later to Rabbi. Still, you can't have Mu'amin not the king of the Rabbanon. Second, the Rabbanon is not the Mechai of Mu'amin. So once it's enough to be Mechai of Mu'amin, and you Mechal Shabbat at the same time, so the Kol Shabbat is not for the defeat.
The difference.
How much does it work? Anytime I'm obligated to pay, if I cannot go for king of Mu'amin, if you have Mu'amin, you have to go right, which is going to be open up for the king of Mu'amin.
But the right is
that
it's not
certainly shouldn't have to pay. It's all the more reason not to pay. All the more reason to pay. Right? Unless you say later, when he picks it up, he should be using that pay. Okay, so this is a, as I say, a kinyan de rabbanon of Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, which is takakaina. There is a question as to how this works. It's mikdakani, the idea that Tzidei Rishus HaRabim is kaina. There's a question in the lumdis, how does that work? The Gemara says it's all Hefka Bezen Hefka. So, even though I'm not Tari and Akaina, but Hefka Bezen Hefka, Rabbana said that you can. The question is, what's the lumdis of this kingdom? Either you could learn it's a new kingdom. It's a new kingdom. Chazal made up a new kingdom. They don't want people to get into fights over Naveda and Rishus HaRabim. So Chazal made a new kingdom. That kingdom is called Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, Simta. The Dalai Lama Shalom and Kaina life, and it's a brand new concept. Or, you can understand that this is just a type of Kinyan Chasim. We have a rule, and that's Chasei Rishalom and Kaina life, and if something falls into your property, you're Kaina because it's all of your property. And even if it's a Chasim She'ina Mishamer, even if it's a Chasim that's not Mishamer, but if you're standing there, it's Kaina. Just standing by your yard, even if the yard has no fence around it, you could be kind. So we could learn that Tzidei this kinyan of Tzidei Yishus Rabin, Simta, works of kinyan chasin. That Chazal extended the direction of the kinyan chasin. They extended it to the drabbah. Now, Kabina would be. The Rambam says that kinyan chasin is amira. Kinyan chasin, you have to say, chasei kainan. You have to say. What's the deal? Let's see, they wish us around. The only thing that requires an amira is chasin. Does that apply to the din of Dalai Lama to see they wish us around? If you hold the kinyan chasin, then you won't put the rules of kinyan chasin. You hold with the new kinyan, so we don't have any makariyah. This kinyan needs an amira. Most kinyan don't need amira. He needs Amira. When it falls, when it's in the Fasa. Anytime that it's in the Fasa, he has to say. No, Chatzis She'in Nishtameret, Kana Shalai Yudaita. Chatzis She'in Nishtameret, that is only kind of a Yudaita, certainly. And Rama Mo, he needs Amira. The Abdi Maluim, Simon Lamed, the cut in hay, talks about a gift which is given to a woman says Galad Amaisa, such a gift. The Gemara says it's good. It's a famous case that is right. So you remember Sarav La Mikudesh to her. This closer to her, closer to him, it's not a good gift. But because his field doesn't help her, Sarav La. The case is in a simple sense. Goes again within her Dalaranis, sometimes it could be even more than Dalaranis. So that's kind of what this Kenyan Dalaranis. Kind of a Kenyan Dalaranis, a guess. So it shouldn't be a good guess. Why is it a good guess? If you do a Dalaranis, the Gresha, fine. Dr. Rad, she's a Nishayan. What does that mean? Can you do a Bonamayan of their eyes, sir? Did I have to do a Bonamayan of their eyes? What? The point is that Kinder Abadim Mahani is a nice house, but right. Kinder Abadim Mahani is a nice house. Once you're kind of yours, I'm a nice house. Chazal just said, why is that? It's yours. It's yours. Is Tully the Shvili his? Or whether he makes it? Then what? That's the right. Okay, well, from that in the womb, this will be it. A woman, a guest, Kinder says, called him a Kaddish, and I said, Rabbanim a Kaddish. Why should be a throw? Original wedding was Vakin Rabbanim, the Kiddush, the original Kiddush. However, it worked over there, I mean, you talk to the Avni Malu Rabbanim, the Kiddush, in the name. You throw her, somebody throws the Kiddush ring to her in Simta, and it falls within Daha Dalaranis. It also is a good Kiddush. Let's see, does that make sense? Like the Ran, that's a lot of sense. Because Kiddush Rabbanim, Mahani, was their answer. So if you throw the Kiddush ring in her Dalaranis, Kiddush Rabbanim also their answer. But according to the Rambam, the original Kiddush, but by Kiddush itself, when he throws the Karav Lash, Kiddush is not. And if it's a Kiddush in their eyes, how is it a Kiddush in their eyes? Like the Rabbi Tavish, and how is it gave her a Kiddush? The Nela. Get back now to the Ran and the Rambam. The Ran learns that Dalai Lama's works up Kinyan Chasin. Works up Kinyan Chasin in the Rabbanah. So the Rabbanah did Kinyan Chasin. How does it work by a guess? What does the Ran answer? How does it work by a guess? Because it works by a guess because Kinyan Rabbanah Mani was their answer. The Chasin the Rabbanah. Kinyan Rabbanah Mani was their answer. So Chasin the Rabbanah helps them answer. The Ramban learns the other way. This is a new Kenyan. It's not Kenyan Chasin. It's a new Kenyan. And it's a new Kenyan. You couldn't say Kenyan Rabbanim Mahani with their eyes. Because this is not the Kenyan doesn't work like it. But yet you need Yad or Chasin. It could be a Yad Rabbanim, a Chasin Rabbanim. But this is a new Kenyan. Since it's a new Kenyan, Dr. I, Ramban, called the Kaddish, and I said, Rabbanim the Kaddish, Abkin Rabbanim Kiddushim. The reason it works is for a totally different reason. Because originally, the Shas Kedushin called them Kasher Adar Barim. Now, this is all by guess. A kedushin, though, is no, there's a custom of hanocha b'yada. Kedushin, anything, where any kinyan works. So by kedushin, the Rabban is maida that kinyan the Rabban man with their right. He's maida that it works. So kinyan the Rabban man with their right. It's only by get where you need custom. The Rabban holds it's not kinyan custom. So there, the Rabban needs to spar out that the Rabban with kedushin. This is a very geschmack in the two tzadim as they have in the world. The Divan and the Ramban. And we walk away with two Havanis in Kinyan Dalet Ames. Either, again, the Kinyan Dalet Ames is a Kinyan in the object. Rabbanah made a new Kinyan of Dalet Ames, or they were masking this object to you. Or, it's a din Kinyan in the Chatzar itself. That you're kind of the Dalet Ames in the street, it becomes your Dalet Ames for, you can't sell them, it becomes your Dalet Ames for Kinyan. These are your Dalet Ames for Kinyan, and Hefka Bez and Hefka, they gave you the Dalet Ames. So these are the two ways to learn this verse. Rabbi Kiva Eger is a shayla. It's a very nice piece from Gittin Dafayin Ches and the Chidushim. There's a case. A person wanted to give a gift to his friend. So by his example is that that Shimon was giving a gift to Levi. Shimon was giving a gift to Levi, and what he did is he wanted to give it to him. The tzidei was just a rabbi. The person was sitting in the simta, and it was an object that he put down within his. He wanted to put within his dalet ames, which normally should work. Levi's giving a gift to Shimon. Shimon is standing within the dalet ames, and pashtus it should work. The catch of the shayla is that Reuven, third person, was standing in those dalet ames first. So Reuven was there first. Then Shimon came. I think they're waiting for a bus. Not the only case we would have of people waiting for a bus. People usually have people to be standing and choosing the side of the street. Standing there, Reuven was there first. Shimon came second. The same dalet ames. Reuven was waiting, he wasn't being kind of anything, he was just standing there. And Shimon came second. Then Levi came, and Levi put down a package and told Shimon, I give you this to you as my son. Shiloh. Is Shimon kinder? At that moment, is Shimon kinder this my son? What's the Shiloh? Call in. The push shot in the Shiloh. The Shimon have Dalet Ames if Reuven was there first. Reuven was there first, but Levi's not, there's no Shiloh, Reuven's not Christ. Levi doesn't want to give the gift to Reuven. Levi wants to give the gift to Shimon. And here you have in the street, Reuven standing there, then Shimon comes. Right? So Reuven is there first, and then Shimon comes. Levi wants to give Shimon a gift. Let's look at the Kivagri being done. Could Shimon be kind of a Dalet Ames for Gabi Bisky? What's the Shaila? Do you say, he's a Reuven's Dalet Ames? Or should we say, who's Reuven? Reuven has no Shaychit to this whole Dalet Ames. What does Reuven have to do with these Dalet Ames? I mean, he has no Shaychit to this Matana. There's no connection to Reuven. It's only Levi is giving the gift to Shimon. He doesn't want to give it to Reuven. The Reuven doesn't count. And then Shimon should be kind of within the Dalet Ames. This is Rabbi Kiva Eger's Nidain. This is the topic. This is Tapakti. He's not sure. He brings from the Beit Shmuel that holds that you're not kind. Beit Shmuel says it doesn't work. Somebody else is there first, it doesn't work. The Beit Shmuel had a case where a man was standing in the simta, and then a lady came, then the husband came and threw the get to the lady, the landed karaybla, and lakay. Reuven is standing there, then a lady comes. The lady's not married to Reuven. Lady's married to Shimon. So the lady comes and put a dollar on it. Now they're both waiting. Now the husband comes, he throws a get to the lady. So do we say the lady is tighter? She's the only one that can defend it again. And we say, no, the thing was in those dollar on his first. The Shmuel says that the lady's not coming. The woman was there first. It's his dollar.
Get a different opinion. We could have gone later. The
problem with splitting is that Reuven really wants the dollar on this in case the Matiah falls. He doesn't want to give away to us. If he was there first, that's his dollar on this. If the Matiah was to fall, he'd want it. Now, a guest, Reuven's not interested in the guest. Not interested, if he wasn't interested, no one wants to give it in. So the question is, does Reuven prevent someone else from making a king with his own dollar on this? The fact that Reuven's there first prevents. The Shmuel says it does prevent the other person. The Kivanger brings a raya that it doesn't prevent. The woman being there first is not effective. Does this have anything to do with the Avnei Nevuah? Good. The Divrei Yecheskel, the Teshuva, right. That this Rebbe Akiva Eiger is totally in the two tzedakim of Avnei Nevuah. Rebbe Akiva Eiger is totally in the two tzedakim. You have the case clear? Reuven is in the Dalaram at first, Shimon is there second, and Levi wants to give a gift to Shimon. Reuven has no shankas in the world to this gift, because Levi doesn't want to give it to Reuven. No way that Reuven's trying. Does Reuven being in the Dalai Lama's prevent Shimon from having a king in Dalai Lama? The Divrei Yecheskel says it depends how you learn king in Dalai Lama. If you learn that king in Dalai Lama is that Hefker Bez and Hefker, they were master the Dalai Lama and they gave it to Reuven. Well, if that's the case, so then the Pesach of the Beis Shmuel makes sense. If they were master the Dalai Lama and they said these Dalai Lama belong to the first person who's here, Reuven is the first one here. So Reuven gets it. Then now if someone else comes, the other person can't have the same dollar on it. We already will not give it to Reuven. So whoever's first, he's the one that gets it. Now we're doing the Beis Shmuel. Then when Shimon comes, he can't do anything. It's not his dollar on it. However, if you learn like the other side of the Avnei Nevuah, if you learn that's not a Hefke Bez and Hefke on the Chassid. That Hefke Bez and Hefke is on the object. So the Dalai Lama, no one's claiming the Dalai Lama. The Dalai Lama is a public property. Chazal made a takana that if something falls within you, the Dalai Lama, you could be claiming of Hefke Bez and Hefke on the object. So then you could be claiming. But here, this object, Reuven can be claiming because Reuven has no shackles to it. Maybe only had asked to be married to Shimon. So in this case, Shimon could be kind in his dollar because he fell into his dollar amis. Hefka doesn't have his dollar amis. So Hefka doesn't have to say it's on the object, and then he'll be kind. So it's a very beautiful kushtel that Divya Chesko has, that these two children of the Avni Meluim, which the Avni Meluim calls them a flake as Ran and Ramban, which there's no nafkamina in the Avnei Nevuah. This nafkamina, how to explain of a gift. But here it's nafkamina with demon. You kind of with the Dalai, if you kind of the Dalai Lama, then the first person is kind of. No one else could be kind of. If you're kind of not with the Dalai Lama, if you're kind of with the object is tested, so then the object would only go to the person you are not.
To work that way also when somebody does maybe not just by each other at home to work by any other somebody else to pick it up. The Hefkebez and Hefke doesn't do not fit.
The Hefkebez and Hefke gives the object to the person who could be kind. So if I'm there, but if it's down to my Dalai Lama, I was already kind of the Dalai Lama.
But not if not because I'm talking about the Hefkebez.
It doesn't work. Of course, if there's a new king, you have Dalaran. If you are waiting for a bus, and something falls into your Dalaran, it's your kindness. It's yours. The Rabbana said your kindness. And if somebody else picks it up, it's too late. You already kindness. The object, not the Dalaran, but the object. Is the Hefkebez and Hefke on the thing that's on your Dalaran? Follow? The object becomes yours.
When you walk away, then you do not.
That's a very good question. If you walk away, what happens? Probably it's still yours. Still yours. No, if you're not aware of it, what you can do? Sounds like a joke, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You have to be the first one there, ahead of anybody else. In the morning. When we were learning about Messiah, we had a Shiloh. I don't remember if it actually happened or we just came up in discussion. Somebody's standing by a bus stop. And there's a $20 bill near his feet. Now, I know you. There's a $20 bill near your feet. No one else will get it first. You'll get it first, right? But that's only if you see it. You have some people waiting by the bus. And there's $20 bill that someone sees, but he doesn't see it. And someone else comes by and says, "Hey, look at that." He picks it up. He says, "Oh, my lucky day. My $20. He says, "What do you mean?" There's this king called Dalaran, the city that we should serve out of. And I was here first. And I'm kind of. So the question is, if Kinyan Dalaran is kind of Shalai Midaita, if you didn't know it was there, you're sitting here mind your own business. If Kinyan Dalaran is kind of for a person, Shalai Midaita, or not? By Chotzer, so the halachic, the Chotzer HaMishtameres, you don't need that. The Chotzer She'ein HaMishtameres, it does need that. This should be a question. If you're standing, there are really two sides. One question is this Kinyan Chatzar, which would need that. The second question is this called Mishtamer? I mean, if anybody picks it up, you'll notice. So it's really two questions. One is, does it work with Dinei Chatzar, which need to be Mishtamer? No, Mishtamer means that if someone would come, there'd be a sign on it. Even if you have a fence, a low fence, but as long as someone came in, you'd be intruding. You'd be against the shemir. So ha'im is the tzachat zayir, it's called shemir. So this topic we found by Rav Steinman in his Ayala Kashakar in Bav Metzia, the first piece of Afir Aleph, he has this topic. He's the topic, if the Dalar Amis that we're talking about is kind of for a person shalai midaitai. He says that in Svara, he doesn't have any rights in the Gemara, he says, but in Svara, it should have to be Midaitai. Because if not, how could you have every time you find something in the street, people walk down the street before. If it's kind of Shalai Midaitai, so there's nothing hefker on the sidewalk, on the side of the sidewalk. Anything here belongs to someone, whoever happened to pass by before, was already kind of. You'll never have anything hefker in the street if it's kodesh shalai midaitai. What you were saying, sure. The person walks down the street, so every time you walk down the street, you find any aveda that's within your dalaran. If someone else finds it, how can anybody ever keep it? So it's an aveda from other yin. Because of this svara, he says that it's the sabbath that dalaran is gas, midaitai shalai to be. However, there's a Taz, it says by Karat, there's a Taz in Reis Salafet, this cut in Sifkimo. It says, the Fay is the opposite. It says, Dalar Anis is kind of a Layyadi. That you don't have to be aware of. If so, the Kasha comes back. If it's kind of, Taz is kind of a Layyadi. The Kasha comes back that Everybody walks down the street, that should automatically be kind of everything. But there's a smar who brings from at least some Rishayim who hold that this which we are talking about today, Kinyan Dalet Amid, only works if you're standing still in the street, if you're an Imed. If you're a Maharaj and you're walking in the street, at least some Rishayim hold that you're not kainah. If you walk down the street, Chazal weren't kainah, give you a kingdom. But if you're standing in the street, it still works that if you're standing in the street, you're kainah, but at least it takes off some of the oinek hakusha that everybody walking in the street is kainah. No, people walking, traveling are not kainah. You stop, you stand, you see there's just around, then you are kainah. Even if you don't see it. Walking, no, moving, you're not kainah. Standing still. You stand still in a place, you're kind of whatever in that hour. If there's something on the floor, you have to tell me. Going on, you never know that it's in the street. Now, it's not in the street itself. This is on the T-Day Rishas Sarabin. I would think a bus shelter is certainly T-Day Rishas Sarabin. Or the very front, I don't know how many feet, in front of the store, in front of a sidewalk, in front of a building, rather. The first few feet would be T-Day Rishas Sarabin. It's normal to stand there, put your packages down. In the middle, if people walk, certainly in the middle of the street, it's not. The car's park is probably against the Rishas Sarabim. You're allowed to put your things there, you're allowed to park there.
Somebody
has
to park in the middle of the
road. You and someone else are running for an Aveda. So if you get within Dalet Amid first, so you're going to stop, but you've got to be on it. If it's not on it, I still advise you to pick it up, but if you're on it, you're there first. If he's kainit and you pick it up, not only is it a Shabbat Aveda, but if you were to take it, it would be a Shabbat Gedela. Gedela. He walked away. According to the Taz, I had talked in the Hadapaskin. The Taz says that you're kind of without your deer. The Shaymin Nems on Sakir, maybe he has a Makar to argue with the Taz, he doesn't bring it. Some argue the parents. According to the Taz, it would be his. I'll be surprised. Most people don't know that there's such a king. There's such a king. Truth is, it's Mustaver. The whole king was made that they shouldn't get to fight. It's Mustaver that below Yadiyah he shouldn't be kind. Simon mentioned the star. Mustaver, the whole thing, you should get to fight. The person doesn't know it's there. You get to fight. Sabbath shouldn't be kind of, but my mind to the concept is to me that the concept is right. Okay, so we learned today the new kinyan of Tzidei Rishas Sarabim, Krishas Sarabim Dami. Saying for Tinsa, how could you have something that would Gabi Hilta Shabbat Krishas Sarabim Dei Raisa? Would Gabi Kinyanim and has the din of a person's culture? Let's do the second character. Rashi. The Vashiyam, a new case. Kigai shetiruf yadei lamata mishloisha v'kibmai, kidiravad amarava yadei shalodim chashubalai tarbal abba. Okay, please, let's figure out the case. Clar? Well, what are we looking for? A case, again, Geneva and a star should happen at the same time. The same. That he had the case. But before he had the senior symptom. Now we have a new case. The person's dragging it, and he drags it into another person's hand. It's his own hand, hey. His hand is within 3 tefachim of the ground. So the other achas gira, the nafas echaveda. Then he went like this. He pushed it with his hand into his other hand. So let's say Rishus HaYachid was on a step, okay? He just dragged it out of Rishus HaYachid and was going to fall to the street. Instead of hitting the street, he hit his hand. He's kainet with which kinyan? Kainet with a kinyan. No, not that one. Kainet with Yadei Shalom, kainet with kinyan. Tell us with him. Kashuvala. Yeah, but it doesn't mean our ball. Akin Sinta and Abayin there. All right, so you hand it back to Fata. Okay, that could be. That could be Al-Fata, it could be Al-Fata. But the, so it fell into his hand. So both came at the same time? How did both come at the same time? The Gavi helped the Shabbos, when are your Chayas? When are your Chayas over the Shabbos? When a man's in the street. The Hilchus today, but when the Achai is, it'll mean that he is, and then he is. But they both came at exactly the same time. Good. It's not the Gemara, but it's true. Both things happen at exactly the same time. Now, the Yin of Kinyinyat is something to talk about, but before that, the Stifler says, 1 minute, what's the case? Where was his hand? Lamata Meshloshes Tefachim. It was mid-air, over the street. But let's say it was one tefach off the street. It landed in his hand. Yitzchayah built a Shabbos. Why is Yitzchayah? What's the difference if it's over 3 tefachim or under 3 tefachim? What? If within 3 tefachim on the ground, it's Rishus Harav. Why do we have a share of 3 tefachim? With the share of 3 tefachim. Why is 3 tefachim within the ground like the ground? That's lovely. Such as the Yamid Aleph brought a Gemara that says that within 3 tefachim of the street is lovely, it's considered like the street. If you're in the street and you have a protrusion, something sticking up off the ground, so if it's within 3 tefachim of the ground, that's considered the same as the ground. That's lovely. Stifler says that this Gemara is a kasha and a klal that says that a number of Rishayim in the Sefer Sukkah that you're dying, the random places they say, sure, the others. Taisus there says, we know there's a rule of Lavud. The Lavud, you all know what Lavud is? The less than 3 tefachim is connected, considered connected. I mentioned she wants Lavud, you can make a wall with 3 strings, 4 strings. Put a string, 3 tefachim off the ground, slightly under 3 tefachim. Another one, 3 tefachim from that, another from that, another from that. That's a wall. But the airspace of less than 3 tefachim, you have a chain link fence, like a yard. You see the yard, there's a fence around. That fence makes the yard into the yard. I defense, parus merubala, I admit the fence is mostly air. Right? Between each smooth link of fence, you have a lot of air. Lovett says no. As if it's close. It's a war. Well, it says, less than Gimel Tefachim, it's close. Let's say you have a sukkah. And over your sukkah, there are telephone lines. Clothesline. Clothesline is back here, there. So you look up in the sky, and you see there's a lot of phone lines, but it's mostly air, and the phone line is very thin. No problem. Should we say 1 minute? Not one. Let's say we have 5 lines. Each one is within 3 tefachim of the other. We'll say love one. It's as if it's a sealed, big sealed wire. And my sukkah is possible. That's your possible sukkah. Zatisis lo yaminon love one l'hachir. Love one is a cooler. Allah commission the Sinai is lovewood is a kula. It's a kula. When you want to use it, you use lovewood. The chumra, no, you don't have to use lovewood. Here, it's a chumra. You're going to pass through my sukkah because there are wires within 3 tefachim each other. But say lovewood, and suddenly it's considered a big ceiling. The place is, why am I in a lovewood lahat? You don't say lovewood when it's a chumra. That's the thing. The man says the thing. That's a nice cloud. It's a nice thing to have a cooler that's not a chumrah, right? Love it is a cooler, not a chumrah. Good. Then you're... What's the Gemara? But to respect the Stifler, in our Gemara, his hand is not on the floor of the Rishus HaRav, his hand is lifted up. It will be higher, it will be a problem. That seems to be the Gemara. The reason that it's... Our Gemara is saying the reason you're chayav on Shabbos is because your hand is within 3 tefachim of the floor. If he handles it, he's bottom of the floor, why does that help? Because the lovewood. But this is a chumrah. Here we're saying, whatever the lumdus is, that if your hands will be higher than three, you will be higher than the Shabbos. Talk about why, but that's clear from the Gemara. So it's a great concern if you're other Lamasane Gimel. That means if your hand would be higher than Gimel, you wouldn't be higher. If it's not the Gimel, you are higher. I, it's not on the floor. So it says Gimel is level. But this is level to Chumra. You're telling me I'm higher than the Shabbos because my hand is within three. That's a Chumra in the name of it. That's what Tyson says. You don't say level to Chumra. This is the stifler's character. The stifler is Sefer Sukkah. And Dr. Zion, I believe, approximately, I think it's Simon Chassalit in the stifler. And his parrot, one of his parrots, and we will use the Shambhila tomorrow.